You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is 1 Samuel chapter 12 and verse 23. I read, "Moreover, as for me, far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way." This was a statement made by Samuel. He said, far be it from him that he should sin against God by not praying for the children of Israel. I want to show you a true man of God. A true man of God is not a man you bribe to pray for you. A true man of God is not a man that is telling you to bring $1,000 and stay on this side. A true man of God is not a man that will take your details to be praying for you because you have made huge contribution to his ministry. It is the responsibility of every genuine servant of God to pray for those he's ministering to and to pray for the body of Christ. It's not just about, oh, I pray for those who are connected to this commission. So what about other members of the body of Christ? So a genuine servant of God cannot be bribed, should not be bribed to pray. He will not ask you for money before he will pray for you. It is his duty. It is his responsibility. Even if you don't give him a dime, even if you don't support him financially, materially, it is his duty to pray for the people he's ministering to. Paul said, "My children, of whom I travail until Christ is formed in you." They didn't bribe Paul to pray for them. He was telling all the churches, he said, "Since we heard of your faith, we have not ceased to pray for you." He was always praying for all the churches. That is a responsibility of every genuine servant of God. They are not doing you a favor. As a servant of God, you are not doing anybody a favor by praying for them. It is your duty to pray for them. Samuel said, "It will be a sin for me not to pray for you. It will be a sin for me to stop praying for you." And yet, that same Samuel, he said, "Have I taken anybody's oxen? Have I taken anybody's money? Have I taken anybody's wife?" You see, he was a man of integrity. Never took anything from the people. He never told them and said, "If you want to hear the word of the Lord, you must put something in the hand of the prophet." He never did that. And yet, he prayed for the people faithfully. He never stopped praying for God's children. So, praying for God's children is a duty of every servant of God. And please understand that you are not to go and give money. I mean, I'm not saying that you cannot minister material things. You can. And as a servant of God, he can be grateful. And of course, he can also mention you to God because that has brought a memory to him. However, it is his normal duty to pray for you. It is normal duty to include you in his prayer. Also, that you also pray for the servant of God. Paul said, "Pray for me." He said, "Pray for us." Severally, Paul was asking for prayers. I just wonder today why you don't find servant of God asking for prayers. Because they want to give an impression that they are the one who can make your own prayer answered. So they don't need your prayer. The body of Christ never functions like that. We all need the prayer of one another. But you see, Samuel added a dimension. He said, "I will teach you the good and the right way. I will not only pray for you. I will actually teach you so that you can know how to make right decisions. So that it won't be that I'm just praying for you." No. You know, people want somebody to be praying for them, but they don't want to be taught. We will pray. But you must also learn how to understand the ways of God. You must also learn how to walk with God. May the peace of the Lord be with you. Thank you for listening. For inquiries, please reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. You can listen to this podcast on our web address. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.